Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
We're controlling this.
So, all right, we got more internet problems today. So, I don't know if I'm gonna bring Philly Sean back at 12 o'clock. Check back in 15 minutes if you even listening, anyone. But it's all love. You gotta keep this show going. And just like a big ups to my peoples. I just heard crazy story. You know, sometimes people, they definitely are doing a lot of shiesty things out here. You can't fall victim to it, man. Try to get yours in advance and remain sucker free. Sheesh. Hey, what's good, everybody? This is your girl, Honest Fire. This is the show, Philly Shine. Getting ready to get this internet connection popping. We're going to have some music playing and definitely talking to my peoples or whatever. There's a lot going on in music, a lot of great things, and a lot of old BS things still going on. And I just want to tell everybody, definitely keep your head up. Situations don't have to be so messed up for long, especially if you pay attention to what's going on and try to just do your best. Everything else is just extra and unnecessary. I'm tired of people frauding. If I hear another fraud story, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to pull somebody's skirt up. Like, what's underneath your little skirt? What you hiding there? We're going to see what's good with everybody. Give me a few minutes trying to fix this little internet connection and get Philly Shine popping.
it, mine's already mentioned. I've got my dough, no need to pitchin'. I make them drool and clean it for spittin'. I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time. Get back to the point.
Yeah. I'm only here for a good time. I'm trying to make that paper that'll last me a lifetime. You bitches mad hating, I don't do much. So watch what happens when I really stunt. You really get annoyed. Wait a second, hold up. Let's get back to the point. I'm here for my own enjoyment. So you should beware of Kells. Little bitches talking shit from a distance. Don't get too close. I'm surrounded by the crowd full of missiles. Ready to blow, ready to blow.
I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. Getting it. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. Getting it. I ain't waiting. Let's get back to the point. I'm needy, borderline greedy. I ain't wasting my time, I'm replacing my dimes with a quarter or I'll rent a Bentley and show and prove how my money's spent. And it's all legit, the way that I do it. I got these bitches like, can you teach me how to do it? They wanna become fluent. I tell them all it's easy, baby. All you gotta do is if they give a fuck and pay me. I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time.
My people's on the line. I think this is a private caller. Private caller, welcome to Philly Shine.
Yo.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Phil.
Hey, Phil. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm chilling. What's going on, Fire?
Chilling. You want to introduce yourself? I got to always have everybody get a chance to show off themselves to my show, Philly Shine.
I mean, actually, I don't know how to show myself off, but my name is Prez or Phil, World Class and Entertainment. Working with Honest Fire on some music stuff because she hot. Just left DJ Spinbad, the greatest DJ to ever touch the DJ turntables. They've been at the Transformer scratch, and I just wanted to check in with my girl Fire just to shout her out, you know what I mean, and just to show her love.
Thank
What's
you.
Up? What's up, people?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I got my co-host, Mr. Rated R, on the line. He definitely comes through and brings his opinionated opinions. And I love him all the time. But say hi to Phil, Mr. Rated R.
Yo, what up, Phil? What's good, yo?
What's up, homie? What's up?
Yeah, I'm going to get into some more music because I'm waiting for the CEO of X Squad DJs to call in. We got some announcements to make. And then also, I'm trying to get everybody rounded up for the events that we have coming up. We have the Facebook party next Sunday, with this Sunday coming up. The 13th is my default on my Facebook page right now. Y'all got to come through. It's going to be body painters. It's going to be the honesty box. You get the poke people Facebook party. And then also bringing back the music event October 4th at Mill Creek Tavern. Y'all know first Sundays I'll be trying to get it popping. And check out this music. And I'm going to have some new music coming through soon from Jay Dunny. The boy has definitely been in his bag. And this is a track with him Snitty Banks and Pounds. I call a song These Niggas Are Whores, but it's called I Know That You Love Me. And it's kind of talking about your topic for the night, Mr. Rated R. You know, niggas just say anything, but some girls actually be with it. I'm going to talk about that side. That's actually the side that pisses me off, when girls are actually with that lazy man mentality, because then a guy tries to bring it to another girl, and I might smack him, he come my way. But check this out, y'all.
Hey, yo, Denny, man, what's up with these niggas, man?
I don't know, man.
They doing some crazy. They taking these bitches too serious, man.
Shit, my bitch. Fuck.
Your homie cracked me up by the second. Yeah, nigga, got your girl in my pool of the swimwear, nigga. All the friends said a dude was an internet, nigga. Nigga, it's like that. I piss her off for a minute, then she'll be right back. She catch me fucking her sister, no, she won't like that. But when she come back to reality, she gon' fight that. And then I'm right back. Yup. They're putting out a flame, putting up them walls, put your dick in mayonnaise. They be calling up my name like I'm Mr. Vosery. Niggas saying that I changed. I guess the dose is gotten me, but I smashed for Nathan. You smashed for waiting. Had to tell her she was the only girl you dating. I trashed the place where I flashed the bracelet. My conversation, take compensation, yeah.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. I'm the shit.
This ain't my bitch.
I know that you hate me. I know that you hate me. I'm the shit. Bitches all know my dick. I know the haters wanna take my shit.
But she ain't my bitch.
You know, Snooty Banks, I gotta make a grand entrance. If you niggas wanna hook, I need a grand entrance. Yeah, I know. It's still a lot of swagger jacking, but it's cool. They can't fit my swagger jacket, cause I'm cool. You ain't got the swag to match it. But your chick, she always be calling my flip. She said you can't fuck, you only good for eating it up. Plus you too tough, you always be beating her up. She like to fuck rough, Snitty be beating it up. Niggas hating cause I got money, women and clothes. Two brown phantoms, I call them my cinnamon rolls. And the bitches go crazy when we end the shows. There's no time for waiting, my time is patient, my time is pacing. No time for dating, four dimes is naked. City Banks trying to fuck and love, I ain't got the time to make it. Biatch!
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. Cause I'm the shit. Bitches all know my dick. Nigga haters wanna take my shit.
This ain't my bitch.
I know that you hate me, I know that you hate me. Cause I'm the shit.
Niggas wanna cheat me, bitches wanna freak me. I'm like God, so them bitches be dying to meet me. That nigga LBZ, fuck niggas, baby Measy. They ride around the hood looking for me and they caprice. They hate me cause they baby let me come up in their crib and fuck them in the baby room and let me come up in their crib. It's feeling wider when you fucking her, I'm tearing it apart. Then he bitching and he cry to her, he tearing us apart. Then he get emotional, can't eat or nothing. Up all night, can't sleep or nothing. Calling my phone like, leave my muffin alone. I'm like, chill, homie, we just fucking. No time to wife or just time to pipe or just pop and make a walk. No time to drive or no time for chicks. Just time for brick. I'm Pounds, a.k.a. your fucking bitch.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. I'm the shit. Bitches all know my dick. Nigga haters wanna take my shit.
This ain't my bitch.
I know that you hate me, I know that you hate me. I'm the shit. Bitches all know my bitch. I know the haters wanna take my shit.
But she ain't my bitch.
Coming through people like that a little bit. But that was Jay Dunny, Snitty Banks, LBS, I Know That You Love Me. And right now I have some more of my peoples in the building calling from Arizona. I got the head boy, Mr. DJ Doc Holliday. Welcome back to Philly Shine. How you doing?
Oh, you know, we having fun right now, you know.
Who
in the building.
Who you with? Who all that making all that noise hollering?
That's my man Stuck Up Johnson, STE. That's my other side of the team in Arizona. You know what I mean?
Put your A up.
Tell him to come in, come through and show off. You know how I do. He's got to show off. Let's see what's good with their personality. What's up?
They give you the Are you sure you want that to happen? Because the boy will show off now.
Hey, this is bring it. Let's see what's up with the A over there.
Hold on now. What up? How y'all doing out there? How you doing, Miss Lady?
Welcome to Philly Shine. It's your girl, Honest Fire. Tell me where you calling from. Show off a little bit. What you do?
We out in the A to Z, man. Initially from Be More Careful. You know, we out here in the A to the Z, chilling. Hot, you know, the weather's good. Living under the weather, though, you know, maintaining, ready to get this music right.
You said a little under the weather. Sorry to hear that. I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, don't be eating no bad mangoes, yo. I ate a bad mango.
Bad mango. Ew.
Yeah, man, you know, they said that's the aphrodisiac. I was doing too much. I ate a bad mango.
All right, Don't give us too much. Let us know, like, your MySpace or your Twitter. Like, are you over there with DJ Doc Holliday? I know you got to be hustling this music some type of way. Let me know.
You can catch the boy at MySpace, you know, StuckUpJohnsonMySpace.com, you know, that connects you to everything, Doc, all that, YouTube, you know, once you press in that name, StuckUpJohnson, there's nobody else out there like me, so it'll come right up, man. StuckUpJohnson at wherever, wherever you put that in, you'll find me.
StuckUpJohnson at whatever. I'm going to check up on you before the show is over. I'm going to look you up. And you make sure you look up Philly Shine and you don't be a stranger. You come back.
Yeah, no doubt. Philly Shine, that's what's up then. I'm already there then.
All right, that's what's up. I'm going to get back to DJ Doc Holliday. Let me just welcome in another caller that we have. 267-257, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Face down.
Huh?
Face down.
What's good, baby?
What's good, baby? It's JP the Izzo on Big Box here.
Okay, welcome back to the show. How y'all doing tonight? I heard y'all was going to be ready with some instrumentals and some heavy spitting for us. I'm trying to get here some of that.
Right now, I mean, it is what it is. I was kind of misled on how the situation was going to go. I thought you said you were going to throw some on, but I'm pretty sure we can cue some up in here right now because we don't want to disappoint everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Oh no, I got beats and everything, but then like, what has happened in my past experience? Because it's like a delay. Sometimes people just don't hear the beat. Well, I don't know. Certain people did catch the beat, but certain people didn't hear the beat, and I don't know. I do got.
They just made excuses.
And I ain't making no excuses. I don't know. Ain't nobody make excuses. It just didn't sound too good, but I got
it, baby. What's good?
Huh?
What's going on, Honest? What's good? It's been a minute since I seen you.
I know. What's good? I was down at the Powerhouse yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't know they still did open mics there.
Huh?
I didn't know they still did open mics there.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, I got my event coming up October 4th at Mill Creek Tavern, so definitely get there early. We're going to be definitely showing off real big. Starting the show early, having everybody do an open mic, and we're going to do, like, a real big fall party because, you know, the fall is coming. I might even give away a little jacket or something. But where's the music?
Yeah, we know how you do, baby.
Yeah, definitely. Wait a minute. I don't even have it. I'm going to play some music while I try to sit here and find this other these instrumentals so we can get stuff popping because, yeah, I got my brother. He just called in. What's good, brother?
What's going on, sis? You know your boy is most definitely in the building. What's going on, everybody? This the boy Rome, you know what I'm saying? Putting that work in. What's going on, sis?
We got Face Down in the building. We got DJ Doc Holliday from AZ and his people over
there.
What's
up, Doc?
And we got Mr. Rated R chilling with me.
Rated R.
We about to get
it's a warning.
He got a real nice topic for tonight, talking about these lazy men and these women accepting it. But I mean, it's all good, and I say whatever floats your boat. Some people they like it. I love it for entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I watch it. Ain't nothing more entertaining than the way that my boy Looney Tunes be putting it down. So he be telling the girls to get it, and they get it. just that simple. Tonight with my peoples, just talking about some, you know what I mean, just the way that gentlemen talk to girls. He said that he had to leave his one homie alone because, like, you just can't be just treating a lady or talking to a lady any old kind of way now.
Hell yeah.
Like,
vice versa.
Go ahead.
Vice versa.
Go ahead, Mr. Ray. Huh?
I said vice versa.
What? Who is that? Who that saying vice versa?
That's me, sis.
Oh, what you mean?
I said that works both ways. A man can't, you know, talk to a woman all foul, and I don't feel like a woman should be able to talk foul to a man. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
I said vice versa.
True. No, we talking about, well, his topic, what he was saying, is just, like, initially trying to, like, talk to a girl. Like, you trying to
holler at a girl.
You don't want to be all disrespectful. Like, come here.
Bitch. Oh, never.
I'm
saying some dudes, I know majority dudes, they walk up, grab a chick on the booty or grab her by the arm and all. I'm saying is like, yo, I'm saying if a shorty want to holler, she going to let you know. Like, she going to stop.
Oh, yeah, from
from the doors. From the doors.
Yeah, too many niggas get physical when they want to get the cut in their fight. Then they want to call them bees and shit. Like, that shit crazy.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same, right? You can't walk up to a cat and act like a dog and expect that cat to follow that dog. So my man is exactly right. Like, these dudes that come out here and let a woman know their penis is hanging out already. Like, come on, homie.
Oh,
you might as well just tell her you want to fuck.
I got the best story in the world. It's funny as hell. I think I'm a virgin at the time, like 13, 12 or something. You know what I mean? But still, huh?
Let's have it.
Well, shut up. It ain't that bad story. But, you know what I mean? Still had this fat ass. I think I had my fat butt since I was like 10 or whatever.
Yo, honest.
So,
honest.
Yes.
Listen, my man, Jason is going to say he's going to go do a couple of acapellas for you, then we're going to hang it up.
Well, not while in the middle of my story. Or
but you better hurry up. You better hurry up with your story.
See, that's the stuff that we'll be talking about.
You
like,
know I'm fucking with
like,
you. Go ahead, man.
I know you fucking with me. It's cool. It's all love. But like I said, anyway, I'm walking down the street looking cute or whatever, and this guy's trying to talk to me, but he all on the, yo, and I feel as though yo was for hoes, and he wasn't talking to me. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't ignore him that bad, but I was just like, no, thank you, and kept walking. Don't you know the guy still hollering for me, comes across the street, and hits me across the back of my neck. No bullshit, no BS. I saw stars. It like went blank for a minute. But I was on the 8, and the 8 definitely know who I am, and it's all love on the squad was there. And the boy just got his ass whipped by like 5 of my niggas like that. Like, what is really going on? I don't know. He ain't get nowhere for the ass whipping.
But it's a lot of Jones out there, like some hood, like some hood chicks or whatever chicks, they accept that shit and just roll with it, which is dumb as shit. And so when they get treated like shit, then all of a sudden they wonder why. Like, how you going to accept somebody just call you out like that and you just stop and act all silly and shit? Like, the shit don't make no sense.
It really don't. I ignore my peoples even if they honking at me. When people start honking at me and doing all that ignorant stuff, I'm like, I got my blinders on, trying to stay focused, tunnel vision. Some people call it tunnel vision. But back to the show, the entertainment part of the show, we about to get it in a little bit. We got some spitters in the building, like I said. So we got our people from face down trying to be all hyped and up with it. But I'm sure that they're
like,
very talented guys, so I trust them to go ahead and show off. So go ahead, do your thing. Tell everybody where they can find you. All that other stuff, and we're going to get back to Philly Shine. So we got some more talking to do.
Yeah, like I was, and this, you some damn for Face Down Records. I got my man Jay to the Izzo with me. You can find us on MySpace, .com/FaceDown, who you with. Make sure you spell that right. It's Face Down, WHOYAWIT.
We got a new video hitting the scene this week, so y'all make sure y'all look out for that, too. I'm going to go a cappella. You know, this ain't really my twist, but I'm going to make sure I try to keep it clean for you, honest.
Curse, you can talk about bitches, hoes,
guns,
and stuff, and easy, 24,
listen,
23, Kobe, LeBron. It's like, no.
Shout out to all the artists on the line right now, too. Sorry about that, just coming on the line and just, like, ignoring everybody. Like, honest, the only one on the line. Shout out to everybody. Face Down's in the building. Listen, it's J.O., Kanye Beat, get my pock on. T.O., receiver with the bills, bring the pock on for that PV. Paying legal bills till his guap gone and that time finally got to him. To that sister, bunch of kids, different fathers, different locks on him. A man called the cops on him because he was on some Ike shit. Babysitter blowing up our crickets of the night shit. Rest in peace to MJ, please let me address the mic shit. Don't believe the hype, bitch. Gilly fucking murdered you. You ain't really that nice, bitch. I think it's sad he performed at his memorial. He that greedy for cash. He disrespect the legend here. You call him like a fag weed. Got a nigga tatted on your chest.
I'm
going to
be from with it.
Who you coming at? Hoo-hoo. That's
did y'all hear this? Listen, you a hoe, nigga. And Luda said it.
Bring that shit back. I'm feeling like frills right now. Bring that shit back. Bring that back.
you. Stop reading that from the top. I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to listen.
Check it. Face Down in the building. It's J.O. Kanye B. Get my pock on. T.O. Receiver with the bills. Bring the popcorn for that PV. Paying legal bills till it's guap gone. And that time finally got to him. To that sister, bunch of kids, different fathers, different locks on. And a man called the cops on him because he was on some Ike shit. Babysitter blowing up a cricket to the night shift. Rest in peace to MJ, please let me address the mic shit. Don't believe the hype, bitch. Gilly fucking murdered you. You ain't really that nice, bitch. I think it's sad he performed at his memorial. He that greedy for cash, he. Disrespect the legend here. You call him like a fag weed. Got a nigga tatted on your chest. You call him daddy. Listen, you a whole nigga, and Luda said it best. I don't trick, but I know niggas that got it and they drop it, so they pay, we plead. 20 freaks in the room like he Flavor Flav. Screaming that J to the Izzo, have you seen the page? That nigga cut, got the ice working razor blade.
Okay. Coming at some battle rap, y'all. Come at somebody next. Come on, I know we got somebody else over there, y'all, and before y'all go to party and bullshit.
It's just me and Sedanic. But listen, I got one more for you, baby. I'm going to bring it back one more time. Listen, you know me. I got money in the bank. SUV.
Oh, shit. What happened?
What happened?
Money in the bank. That door was getting ready to pop off. We're going to get him back on the line or whatever. We definitely gonna get him on there, and I know we still got a spitter. This is like the spitting minute. What's good with me, brother? What's good?
I'm chilling. I'm in here about to smoke a L. Let me see. I'm about to smoke a L. Give me a shot.
Hold up. What you do, Mr. Rated R? What?
Damn, where was everybody else chilling?
Hey, this out. Hey, I got somebody that gotta ask some shit out too, though.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, right after my brother, we got it. D, we gonna bring somebody from
over. No, go ahead, Tom. You can go ahead. I'm twisting his color. Tom, go ahead. He got it.
Oh, he got it. Right,
yeah.
All right. DJ, who about to come do something?
Hold on.
Oh, wait, we got my spitter back. We got him back there. We about to find out what's going on with the money in the bank. Come on,
my
baby.
It cut me on the middle of my breath, baby. I don't even know. I was all hype and spitting. I ain't even about to cut me off and give you shouts and everything at the end. I looked at the phone and shit was off. I feel like a real nut.
Bring that shit back again. Bring that back again for us.
Got you, babe. You know me. I got money in the bank.
Thanks.
SUV, throw 100 in the tank. Hit the after hour, couple hundred on some drinks. Keep the guap flipping. I ain't dumb as niggas think. West Philly soldier and I'm moving up in rank. Riding with the puppets like the mamas when it bang. Riding in the shared van, body in restraints. See this nigga shook, he scared of riding with the shank. Talking and I live it, know a lot of niggas ain't. I had your whole team getting relocated like the Saints. They tell me to put my gun up. I ain't buying what you selling, I'm a two-time felon. How the fuck I'm gonna come up? And what I'm supposed to do when them sticker boys run up? And they tell me to get in, and his man's open the trunk up. One false move and have you laying in a dump truck and five different pieces ass naked with your tongue cut.
That worked.
Shit, the love, like I said, shout out to all the artists on the line right now, man. We got to stick together. Honest, what date is that show? Please let me know. I got to be there.
October 4th, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to definitely get in touch with y'all. Y'all going to be, like, very connected, very abreast. Keep you up with what's going on. Now we got a spitter for my boy DJ Doc Holliday and Face Down. You're always welcome on Philly Shine when on this fire. Definitely come back. Maybe even tomorrow we get it popped.
We still here?
I know we all here. What's good with you over there, Mr. DJ Doc Holliday?
Oh man, Why your wildest dreams is happening right now?
My wildest dreams?
I mean, you know. It is.
Well, how do you know about my wildest dreams?
Hey, we get to the end around here, Honest Fire. You know what I mean?
Dude,
yeah. Yeah, I know. He about to talk about something. Now, I tell you something.
For a reason. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, you know, we handle our business all day, every day. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Executive Squad DJs on STE in the building. Suck up, Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. All right, look, straight out the gate. Never recycle my rhymes. Recycle bricks down the Knicks and dimes. Kobe-type game veteran. Shaking LeBron. Now, homie, face the odds. My face a coupon. $1 million flow spitter. Y'all been waiting so long. Certified block star. Yup, my team is so strong. White boys call it fire like they tasting a bong. Call me greedy on my grizzly because I'm taking it all. Old beast when I beast because I'm eating off y'all. Now, give me back the ball. I'm at the top of the key. Pump fake. Fall back while I'm dropping the three. Street ball, shake them up, ain't no top in the D. Fuck boys, choke up when the topic is beef. County stars, we're the best, ain't no problems for me. I put a rest to your chest, this is solitary. Stuck up Johnson, STE, I guess it's gotta be me. Stuck up Johnson, STE, yes, it's gotta be me.
He said it's gotta be him. Stuck up Johnson, just Google it. Check him out. Boy sound like he a problem. We about to get into some other music, you know what I'm saying? I'm still feeling all fine, like, because like I said, I got some music from some men that just takes me there. But this my boy, Lou Rider. I haven't heard in a while. Get up on it.
Oh, the Lou! Oh, what up, Daddy? What up?
We're going to get back to Philly Shine and talk more with Mr. Rated R. I want to know, you got some advice that you might want to give? Can we come back with some advice for everybody? Like,
oh, for sure. I got that right after, you know, everything finished. I've got it.
All right. That's what's good. This is Lou Rider. Get up on it. Y'all could sing and look good like Lou Rider and get anyone you want, but for those who can't.
Walk through the door, I'll be gone. just met a man. I'm gonna get a getter. I'm gonna take it to my room and give it to you. I'm gonna talk to you before I do ya. Give you a little sugar, then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
We got everybody. We got everything back. We're going to play another track real fast, and then we're going to get into what Mr. Radar has got to say about talking to women and definitely doing the stuff right. I'm going to get into some music from my peoples. This is Lil Jigga featuring Sparks, Slide Through the Coast. Definitely a hot banger. Enjoy it on Thursday.
Line. Nigga riding dirty with that banger. Once I pit one through the pipeline, suckers don't survive the game. That's just the way it's designed. It's thug love and it's bitch, I mean bulletproof. Nigga hit the club, shit, boy, what's that your bitches too? Headers in the corner, I got homies that'll get at you. I mean body you. Do you something crucial? You screaming fuck me while the feeling is neutral. It's the Emilio the Don, Dixie bomb, bad kick on the hip, lock men in the arm. See, I'm all about the green, so I'm here to get it on. First nigga make a scene, be the first to hit the floor. See what the ghetto did to me, and it made me a beast. The liquor in the green gave me more. Got no time for you fuck dudes, I'm here to make moves. From the WP, so if you follow me, I'm a little anxious to add my shit on cruise. I'm sipping booze.
Hey, yo, you fly to drugs on Caribbean Sea. Getting what I'm getting, man, getting the keys. You know what I mean? Getting the cheese. And if you think of what I'm spitting, you should listen to me. And the cocoa, weed, the sex, so we see. And we got cocoa streets for all y'all peoples. Don't try to drive me, girl, I keep a dozen people better.
I want to welcome in some more of that Philly fine men up to the call. Philly Shine, welcome in DJ No Frills.
What's up?
Let it play. How you doing tonight, Phil?
Yo, what's up?
Nah, we chilling back. Had a few spitters on the line earlier. My boys from Face Down. We had Mr. Stuck Up from out Arizona doing his thing. We just chilling, talking about a little few things. What's up with you? Busy guy. Philly, frills.
I'm in the streets and driving, trying to find something to do, you know what I mean? I just came from like 3 cookouts.
Oh, shit, know, yeah. Busy, I went to a couple of my dams, so.
Frills, definitely full. You ready to get some liquor in you, huh?
Already had that, I'm about to get some more liquor, you know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with you. Yeah, this is definitely a big party weekend. Everything is popping. I don't know, I think I'm getting ready to shut down Philly Shine in a minute and take my ass somewhere because, you know, it ain't going to be that warm too much longer. Let's see what's good with everybody. I don't know where, I might end up in Old City. I'll call you, Frills.
Never let you in the sea.
What'd you say?
Not unless you're an AZ, baby. It's always hot out here.
Everybody want to always be hot. Thank you very much.
Hey.
I don't always like to be hot. I don't think I could survive if it was always hot. I like the fall. I like my knee boots and leather jackets.
No, I've been in Chicago all my life, damn it, yo.
And then that's too cold. Chicago is too cold. I don't need that.
Chi-Town, a pretty city, though.
Yeah, that's
city
to the day.
It's most definitely a beautiful city.
Man.
You just got to get a meet, sis. Just get a meet, sis. You be good out there.
Okay.
Hey, sis.
I've been out there, like, you know what I'm saying, middle of summertime, man, getting graced by the hawk, like, lift me up under my feet. It's just like you can't do nothing but move.
All right, well, yeah, we'll talk about that. I feel you. But, you know what I mean? I like Philly. It's hot sometimes, cold sometimes. I like the balance. We gotta balance things out sometimes. And speaking of balancing things out, like I said, we had a little topic earlier in the night just talking about men. And I wanted to know if my co-host, before we say goodbye to Philly Shine, when we did a little hour show tonight, if you could give us, like, you know what I mean, some advice. Give some advice. I could get a lady's advice, too, after you're done.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, we could both break it down because, you know, as far as the approach thing, bottom line, first thing that's important is, like, check yourself at the door before you leave out the crib. Make sure the hygiene is straight, the hair, all that stuff, clothing and stuff, all that stuff is straight. That's number one. In your approach, you got to treat a female like school. I mean, you can only get out of a chick as much as you put in. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You can't just spit any line and just expect a female that's wearing some old skimpy stuff to turn into an automatic woman if you talking to her all sleazy. Nah, that ain't how it go. Nah, man, you just got to come off better on some grown man shit. Like, if you want a real woman, then you got to come on some grown man shit. You got to put that work in, and that'll make her, you know, want to dress better if she got on some old skimpy stuff. You know what I mean? Then both of y'all be cool. Y'all ain't got to worry about that. And a lot of these females out here be wearing that skimpy stuff and expect to be, you know, approached like a woman. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got your, right.
Cause my thing, that's like me walking past a female and she got her boob showing and, you know, half her cheek showing. My thing is, if she got it exposed to me, how me any other niggas she got exposed to, I might as well walk down the street with my shit hanging out. Like, what the fuck? I mean, I can't get a woman, you know, real woman doing shit like that. So
you get a horny woman.
Exactly, but in the long run, it's not going to be something permanent, though.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? That's definitely true. And you know what? One thing I had to learn, too, because, like, I'm the type of person where I get dressed and I don't care about anybody else. Like, I'm dressed for myself, like. Seriously.
You have to.
Like, I dress for myself, but I had to, you know what I mean, take back to, all right, I got to figure out how am I going to be perceived, not judged, but perceived. Like, I don't want anybody to perceive that I'm just, you know what I mean, some corny-ass girl. Because, like, sometimes I will go outside, like, I don't even care if I'm, like, dressed, like, regular hood clothes or whatever, and then I'm wondering why I got 50,000 guys trying to holler at me, and then my homie just was like, "Well, you look like you don't give a fuck." So I'm like,
"Exactly. That's like, you know what I mean, that's like a female coming out, you know what I mean, and she all got, you know, this, that, and the other showing. Of course, when you got dudes coming at you, of course you know,
when,
hey, it's not gonna be the reason that, oh yeah, because they think you're a nice person." No, you got the good showing, so that's what the hell they think you exposing to them. Like, you know, here, holla at me.
Oh, well, yeah, not so much as having my goods out. I got goods. They big. I don't care what I wear. Y'all see it. But, no,
that's
I'm just
money.
Saying, like, huh?
That's good money, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like.
It's a way to be grown and sexy at the same time.
Exactly. And then, like, on some real stuff, like, females, like, if a guy wants your attention, if he wants you and if he's into you, 9 times out of 10, he will get out the car so you can wait for that. He'll give you that attention, look you in your eye, you know what I'm saying? You'll get a chance to get that connection, so wait for that. If you can't get that, I'm trying to tell you, in most circumstances, because I'm not sure the ratios, because some guys are just, like, quiet and they don't really know how to express themselves, or whatever might happen. But 9 times out of 10, you could wait. And those people that are in a rush, definitely no good. Definitely no good. I ain't trying to put nobody
I'm
out
saying.
There, but I don't like being single.
Yeah, like, my whole thing is that whole shorty, you, especially the number one joint that's a headache, yo shorty in the red top, blue jeans, like, what the fuck, you calling out gang colors and shit, like, all that shit is corny as hell. Like, first of all, like, I done seen many of niggas shorter than the female they trying to talk to. How the hell you gonna call her a shorty? What the hell? Like, it's just be on some dumb shit. Like,
yeah.
It don't make sense.
Yeah, well, what would you give the guy? How would you be able to approach a girl that's across the street a little bit ahead of you, but you got a chance to see her face or see something about it that made you want to have her attention? What do you do? And I'm going to ask that question of frills. It's like, no.
Oh, I'm just saying, it's basic. Like, bottom line, if I get the signals, then if I feel like it's a green light. But you got to understand, some of y'all females got two different signs and stuff like that. Y'all might glance at a dude and flirt with a dude. It don't actually mean y'all want the dude and stuff. Y'all can just be on y'all moment.
Wait a minute. For that, sometimes, and I give guys the look, sometimes it might just be how a person look. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not talking about once you get to her, if you get rejected. I'm just saying, how do you get that girl's attention? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all I do is listen. All that grabbing stuff, I'm not with that. Bottom line, there's no touching involved.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to do is walk up and be like, excuse me, miss, how you doing? And most likely, I say majority of the time, if she's interested, she'll stop and talk to you. She'll, you know, listen to what you got to say. You're like, you know, how you doing? You know, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you for a sec. You know, can we have a bust conversation, you know, and get to know each other?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some females, they want a little more than that, you know what I mean? But some females, they be like, all right, well, look.
No, but seriously, that's how it goes. And then 10 times out of 10, if that's what's going on, then you can be able to have that conversation. I've seen it plenty of times. I've seen people, how you doing? Let me talk to you. The next thing you know, they won't stop talking. You know what I'm saying? And, like, those are real connections that you really can't sleep on. You know what I'm saying? You really can't sleep on those type of connections. But then you'll have certain times where people be like, oh, yeah, well, so what you getting into? What you doing? I get that a lot. Oh, my gosh. Niggas stop me. Oh, so what you getting into? What's up with you? What's this? All that fast stuff. Oh, I know what you want. Like, chill, fall back and be easy and all that other stuff. But I'm going to play some more music before we get out of here. Definitely like to thank everybody who called in. Not sure if I still got DJ. No Frills on the line. Oh, no. I lost everybody. Hope we gotta bring people back. All right, there we go. We got Mr. Rated R. Hold on, baby. I gotta get my peoples back. While I wait to get everybody back, we gonna play some music. Y'all know how it is. I definitely gotta show off my peoples on Philly Shine. Like, what would the show be without showing off my peoples? This is my boy, Magnum Force. Hold it.
It's me, BGC.
What?
This is dope flow, you already know what it is.
Stand up, pull up the mulatto, let's go in. You are not a boy,
no.
I got your big shotgun. Got a new white chain like I got it dipped in tartar sauce.
Yes.
I got a couple niggas in the can, once they touch down,
yo,
right back, I'm picking up the brand. Damn, they so caught up in the street like hugging corner toasted on the block like a street light.
Still,
a hood nigga, I don't need no human beat whipper, so I can say the beat right. I'm on track like a LIRR, real live cooker. I'm on the stove bubbling hard. My whip game's a spit game when I dish it. I have the team screaming, it's delicious.
Like,
nigga, my grind is on full blown. My 2020 flops, and I'm finally in the new zone. Some motherfucker who's stepping up to Benjamin. Yeah, try, you'll be getting crossed like an enemy.
Deserve,
then it's straight to the rap. I'm like a wild animal whenever I attack. Nigga, I'm on point to precision. For me to crush stars, no decision. It's mandatory.
Yup,
I got a lot of issues that I'm facing. But I don't need to give no explanation. I can't throw this so reckless and unexpected.
Unexpected
shit, guaranteed you won't accept it. Yeah, y'all all rapping, but doing it all wrong. I'm on my bullshit, I'm shooting my own horn.
Yeah.
I can't be stopped, I'm getting my roll on. So far ahead of niggas, I'm screaming out so long.
Watch me show you what it do. Watch me show you how I prove. Feel free to walk with me. Watch me show you how I move. Watch me. If you don't do nothing else, watch me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Watch me show you what it do. Watch me show you how I prove. Feel free to walk with me. Watch me show you how I move. Watch me. If you don't do nothing else, watch me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. These beats, I'm breaking them down like crack rock. So shit can get dark in the nights on back block. Real talk, I can't be compared. Verses like scriptures out the Bible, so the preachers hear. Y'all behind, meaning I'm ahead of you. Get your spit game up, it's really what you better do. I'm a force, and I don't mean sexual. That gun you talking about, aim it at you so plexical. I'm the dopest, flow is purely potent. So professional, they tend to ask me if I wrote it. Without a doubt, think you're different than you broke it. You lame, put the game the same, it's so atrocious. My team Bogard, I rap it heavily. I'm on the road to riches. Steadily. I'm perfection. That's the main reason why your chick downloads like the internet connection. To my pops, I swear to you, I can't be compared to. Left hand in the air like niggas on a sand dune. On these beats, I'm hands on. My goons are pop shots, I can leave you in the box like a tampon. Hands up high, why? Cause this is stick up. I'm fresh out the kitchen, pissing, check out my whip up. Yes sir, check out my whip up. I know you niggas heard it, yeah, check out my whip up. Watch me show you what it do, watch me show you how I prove. Feel free
free to walk with me. Watch me show you how I move. Watch me. If you don't do nothing else, watch me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Watch me show you what to do. Watch me show you how I prove. Feel free to walk with me. Watch me show you how I move. Watch me. If you don't do nothing else, watch me. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
That's my boy. I thought he was gonna call back in, having some technical difficulties with the Blog Talk. You know how it go, but gonna definitely wrap things up with my co-host, Mr. Rated R. We going to get into a little bit of that relationship topics from here to there. And then we're going to probably talk about money, politics. I don't know if I'm going to touch religion. I don't like touch.
Yeah, that's a funny subject right there.
Yeah, I ain't going to. I'm not going to touch that. That's too.
That can go so many ways right there.
We're going to deal with some things that are kind of like real facts. Like, real facts or proven experiments. Like, you, certain things, you're like, all right, I've done this a couple times. I could say, you know what I mean, this is good. You know what I mean? I know this for a fact or whatever. Or got some good eyes on this one.
Yeah.
But,
That'll work.
Hmm?
I said that'll work.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate what you said about, like, you know what I mean? Females, definitely you got to be approachable, have yourself, you know what I mean?
Actually, it's both ways, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you it's how you address, that's how you get approached. You know what I mean? You got to dress on how you want to be approached. That's all it is. Like, be conservative about it. That's all.
Yeah, definitely be conservative. I don't understand it, though. Some things don't really rub me the right way when it comes to how people be acting as far as, like, treating the opposite sex. But, you know what I mean, it's a day-to-day thing. All I say is just really pay attention. That's what it's all about, looking into the person's eyes, you know what I mean, asking questions about what's good with them, you know what I'm saying, like, just, like, really being on your game, because if you're not, for you're not. And I don't even think that it's, like, a person who don't have the means to do it. It's just that they're not all there. Maybe you got somebody else you like or whatever, and you just only want the person for sex or whatever you want to use them for. And really, don't waste another person's time with that bullshit, because you end up hurting the person. You never know how a person with a scorn heart will act. Like, the person will act up. And I got my CEO on the line now. What's good, Jamel? We sitting here talking about, you know what I mean, the opposites, females and males approaching, you know what I mean, that initial meeting, and just, like, having it right and not being all lazy, ignorant about it.
Well, the girl that I'm dealing with right now, you know what I mean? I just met her, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, God, I couldn't take my eye off of her. So, you know what I mean? I just told her what I wanted. I didn't bullshit, nothing like that. But, you know,
how did it all happen? Like,
I'm just at a place with Lady Rerun judging the contest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the club just shouted my name. I done got juiced up. And then she came to talk to me about a group. But, you know what I mean, I was liking the group song. But still, you know, I still wanted to talk to her. You know what I mean? But I told her from the get-go, you know what I mean, instead of beating around the bush. You know, when I seen her outside the club, I wasn't thinking about no group. I was like, dag, you cute and fine. You know what I'm saying? I just let that be. That was my setup, my motive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I chilled.
Already before that, y'all were having conversations, I guess, talking about the group, talking about your, like, interests, like, talking about what you into, right?
Right. And so, you know, I told the group, hey, I'm going to Alabama, won't y'all come down with me? So, you know, I came, so they rode down, they followed me down there, you know what I mean? And she seen how people was into me and all that, the record pool and stuff. So, you know, I guess she took her own motive, but, you know, she didn't want nobody or nothing, but then she watched me, it grew. But I was, at the same time, I was consistent about what I wanted to do.
That's what's up. See, that's all it was.
And now she's like, now she's the publicist for the Esquire DJs. So all the DJs that's trying to have big parties and all that, she is the person that writes all the sponsorship and get 10% of the sponsorship.
That's what's up. Definitely, yeah. And that's how connections are made. And I don't think it's ever been a time where I haven't, like, really, like, met a person and it's been on some, like, you don't get a chance to have that connection time, to have that time to talk, you know what I mean? Like, at least a few things, some things, you know what I mean? Like, something. But all that little, real fast or, you know what I mean? Not even really paying attention, just looking at a person's butt or whatever, not even looking at anything else. You know what I mean? Like, it's just really a waste of time, and just stop. And I find I find myself rarely wasting time because you got to definitely be on your game, too, because not everybody going to tell you, oh, I just want to waste your time.
and another thing that,
Hold the bell.
Oh, I talk forever. Okay.
What were you going to say, Mr. Radar? Then you could say what you was going to say.
No, I said, like, when it all comes down to it, you, like, other than connection, you shouldn't be in a relationship with somebody where you can't be yourself.
Mm.
Like, you got to make sacrifices later on down the line, but you shouldn't feel, like, if you can't be yourself around the person you with, then that's a problem.
Yeah, definitely that's a problem. And that's what it is. People trying to be that other man or the other second girlfriend or something to people.
What's good? Hey, what's up, dude?
Finally got Mr. Dope Flow on the phone. What's good, Spoda?
What's goody?
Nothing chilling. I'm about to Let the CEO, Mr. DeMel, he was getting ready to say something about, we talk about relationships and just, like, approaching connections and just being real about, like, meeting people. It's a what you going to say, DeMel?
Well, what I was saying, you know, the relationship is a base about money anyway, so I was like, shoot. I did need a publicist. I got ideas to make some money, and I know how to balance the business with the personal.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So what I do, I make the decision, and I just follow her lead.
Okay. I like that.
Because I can stray away, I can do wrong, but then at the end of the day, you know, if I brought somebody that I really brought in my life and brought to the business, I ain't going to do nothing to mess that business up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Don't do nothing to mess it up. Well, what's up with you, Spoda? Like, the show over. We just actually...
Damn, why you gotta put me on blast like that? I called in because my phone was bugging and shit, so...
Yo, I see you calling, and every time you called in, I shouted you out, and I definitely shouted you out, so... You don't have to complain.
Thank you.
I'm at
this little barbecue slash get-together or whatever, so I was like, you know what, let me call in my baby real quick. So, love, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing shit, man. I'm just grinding, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just, a lot of people going to collab with my way, so I'm off till Wednesday. You know what I'm trying to... Yeah, Mikey. Just
Great.
Doing a lot of work. I'm sorry. I've been doing a lot of work. A lot of people been doing collabs my way, so I've been working. On top of that, working on my next mixtape. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I always, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan as well as a friend of you, so I'm always going to call in and show love. It don't matter if it shows about the goal or not. I'm going to make sure I pull up and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate it. That's what's good. It's all love, but
of course.
Thanks for tuning
and low,
in.
And on the low, you owe me a 16, but I'm going to talk to you about that. You owe me a 16. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk to you about that another day.
Well, where? You talking about Brave Star? That's all done. I'm trying to get it done.
Exactly. I'm glad you know what I'm talking about.
That's fun. From Long Island to Philly, I got you.
Real talk, I was supposed to come out there this weekend, but, you know what I'm saying, shit got pushed back for personal reasons. But I'm going to be out there before the end of the month, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to definitely link up with you. You went to the city the other day?
Huh? No, I didn't even make it up there. I didn't even make it up there.
Oh, man.
You know, you'd have definitely heard from me. I'd have been knocking at the door, but I've been dealing with all types of
things.
I
was going to take the train and link up with you, but I didn't think you came out and hit me up, bro.
Yeah, no, I would have hit
you. Keep doing your thing, man. What the mother? I hope anything right now, go to AKA Mr. Dope Flow's post on it. I put Honest Fire as one of the top females in the game, period. On top of that, in Philly, and that's real talk. Like, I may not be internationally known, but enough niggas know me to know, I'm co-signing that. Honest Fire, get it in. I just want y'all to know that. She got some balls for y'all niggas, man.
Thank you.
She got more balls than half of y'all whack-ass niggas out here. Y'all niggas.
Uh-oh.
Y'all niggas get y'all fucking balls up, man.
Segway, gotta play some music. Mr. Rated R, I'ma holler at you. We gonna discuss what we gonna do tomorrow's show.
Much love
to everybody. Check it out. Honest Fire, we're controlling this. Have a good night.
Yep.
And I'm gonna talk to you later.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. And I'm ready to find out seeing your patch you want up in our fist. I'm taking on the risk. We're controlling this. Resembling the rest, I put them on a scale. I experiment, I test. I don't accept less waste time or any breath. I'm giving maybes cause I wanna keep reserve. I wanna please her and do as I prefer. Pay for a chauffeur and I get what I deserve. And if my needs aren't met, then they'll be transferred. And sure, I wear a skirt, but I mostly put on pants. Manipulate a trance if I shake my ass and dance. Yo, had mine in advance, I have to wanna take the chance. You meet all my demands and I might commit to plans. A raw talent, come and catch me on balance. Cause on some manly tip, I probably tell you bottle in my fist, going and down the fifth and get into a contest of who has the furthest fist. We're controlling this. We're controlling this.
good and ready. If I'm dropping my bombs and I ain't giving them names, I'm just using my charm and I ain't taking the blame. I wasn't using my arms, cause all these snakes to run just got me going so crazy. And we're the ones who invented, fuck you, pay me. They're losing these principles and becoming lazy. They're barely moving decimals and commas amaze me. My criteria only opposes a challenge to those who try to stop me, so I knock them off balance. Me no worry about things, I coordinate damage. I send them through a detour, a change in my language. Now I knock down a wall if I can't open the door, and then send a professional to clean up the floor. And I'm aiming for my future, so I open the store, and I ain't never selling out, so you can come back for more. Thursday, Philly Shine. Peace.